Good morning, everyone. In the absence of Jack, can I welcome you all here this morning? And in particular, the Reverend John Gilkinson, can I welcome you, sir, back to the pulpit with us this morning? There are a few announcements that I've been asked just to draw particular attention to. First of all, this evening, you'll be aware, is our PW evening worship service, and you're all cordially invited along to that. I know that the ladies have put a lot of time and effort into preparing pieces. And we always love having Deloy Accordion Band with us. So it will be an uplifting evening. And as I say, can I encourage you to come along? Of course, there is an offering at that service for the Multiple Sclerosis Society, and your donations will be very welcome. Also this evening, Ignite and Inspire will be meeting. So if you have youngsters of teenage years, can I encourage you to get them along to that evening? It's just an opportunity to ask questions and to find out more about God and about Jesus and about the Bible, and also an opportunity just to make new friends and to be together. And I do believe the evening is always focused around food. So the last time I was there, they were having ice cream. So if that's not an encouragement to young folk, then I don't know what is. I've been asked to make an announcement about Easter Saturday. It's planned that we would hold a bunny hunt around the town, followed by afternoon tea. There will be more details nearer the time, but to find bunnies, we need to have bunnies. And we would ask that anyone who could knit one or two, if you could take a pattern, which will be in the vestibule today, and if you need any more information, if you could speak to Catherine Finney about that. After the fun, it is hoped that the team from St. James's would take them to Romania in the summer. So that's just a nice opportunity to either be part of that event or to prepare for that event. Looking forward into the week, Create and Craft meet as usual on Tuesday, and the PW will meet on Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. The evening is entitled The Beauty of Life. And just before we finish the announcements, Zoe and Millie are going to come up and just to give you some information about a GB event that's taking place this year. So,
this year is the 125th anniversary of Girls Brigade in Northern Ireland, and to celebrate, we have decided to take part in a 125 challenge. To complete the challenge, we are going to be hosting a coffee evening.
During this evening, we hope to raise £125, and it will be held on the 7th of March from 7 to 8:30 p.m. It will take place in the church hall. We hope you can all attend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back with you this morning. As I always look down, I always see many familiar faces, so it's good to feel at home. My name's John Gilkinson. I work as chaplain in Antrim area and Causeway Hospitals. So I'm sure I've met some of you, but as I look down, it's perhaps hard to recognise you when you're not in your pyjamas, but it's good to be with you this morning. We're going to begin just by reading from one of my favourite psalms, and I'm sure a psalm that's well known to all of you this morning. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Well, the psalmist reminds us that the Lord, in whom we can find help, is the one who has made the heavens and the earth. And our opening hymn reminds us of that theme, that Jesus is Lord because creation's voice proclaims it. Let's stand to praise. Jesus is Lord. Let's continue in worship. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, what a wonderful thing it is to be able to shout and to sing that Jesus is Lord. And we thank you that that's true. The world in which we live, your beautiful, marvelous creation, tells us of your power and splendor and beauty and majesty. The fact that you control and sustain our world. The balance within nature and the seasons remind us of your power and wisdom. And we also remember that Jesus is Lord because he has risen again from the dead. He has conquered death. He has died in our place for our sins, and yet he has risen again and is alive and is present with us, and he is Lord over all. Father, the thing for us to admit this morning from the depths of our heart is to be able to say, Jesus is my Lord. Not just Lord of creation, though he is, not Lord over death, not Lord of redemption and salvation, but that this same Lord lives in my heart and my life, and he makes a difference to the way that I live. Father, we pray that that would be the reality of our lives as we gather this morning, and that we can say, Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my King. Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to come and worship and to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. And we pray that you would be with us in our service today, and that we would hear your voice, that we would know your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, at work among us, ministering to our very souls. Father, we come, Father, as a sinful people. You know our faults and failures. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. The promise of your word is that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify us from all that is unrighteous. And so we claim that promise and we rest on the promises of your word and on your redeeming, saving grace. And we pray that as we continue to worship, that we might be able to say, Jesus is here. Father, bless us, we pray. And we ask it all in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, and for his sake. Amen. Now, I want to read a very familiar story from Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, it's the familiar story of Jesus calming the storm. And it's Mark 4, verse 35. Jesus has just been engaged in a day's teaching and preaching. He's been trying to illustrate his teaching through a number of parables that we know of as parables of the kingdom. And I'm sure, exhausted and tired, he wants to get away. And he says to the disciples, let's go across the lake. Let's get to the other side. And, I often imagine the disciples, there was James and John and Peter and Andrew and all their boats sitting there. And, you can imagine the skirmish to say, come on, Jesus, go in my boat, or come on, take my boat, mine's got turbo sails. You can imagine just the interaction there, and here they are, and we'll take up the story, verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were beating into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him, and they said to him, Teacher, don't you care that we perish? And he awoke and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And we'll end at verse 41. Now, boys and girls, if you want to come up to the front, I'll come down to you and we'll maybe have a go at trying to tell the story again. Okay. Come on ahead. Just sit up in the front, or wherever you want to sit. Come on ahead. Great, that's good, because we're going to need all you to help me. Okay, so we're going to tell that story. You remember the story we just read a few moments ago? Okay, so we're going to tell that again. I want you to help me tell that story again, okay? Now, what do you think is the first thing we're going to need if we're going to tell the story? We need a Bible, yes. But we have that, yes, and we've read the story. What else do you think we're going to need? Sorry? A book? Yeah, maybe. What do you think? Now think about the story, okay? What are some of the things that are in the story? Okay. Well, there was some sea, wasn't there? Okay. Well, seeing that we're not in Port Rush or Port Stewart, where are we going to get some sea? In the ocean, yes. But here, well, I tell you what, we'll use this as the sea. So if you gather around in a circle up here, okay, we'll stretch this out, and this is going to be our sea. Okay. Okay, so catch an end of the sheet here. Okay, just all around in a circle. Catch an end. You hold that. Right, come on around here. Watch you don't fall. Right, catch an end. Just stretch it out. Okay. Stretch it out. We'll make this our sea. Okay. Just watch you don't fall there. All right, stretch it out nice and tight. Okay. All right, so this is the sea. All right. Now, what else are we going to need in the story? A boat, okay. So you want to hold this over here? Come on, you pull it tight so that you just pull hard and the girls will hold on, okay? All right, good. Now keep it nice and tight. Now so we're going to need a boat, all right? But first of all, what happened in the story? There was a storm. So how are we going to make a storm? What happens to the sea? Because, yeah, so it goes up and down like this, okay? All right, now keep her still. Nice and flat, okay? We don't want anyone to drown just yet. Okay, hold it tight, okay? Hold it good and tight. Okay, so we've got a boat. All right. Oh, but hold it nice and tight. Maybe if you come round a wee bit there, just keep her nice and tight. All right. Oh, just pull her up a wee bit, nice and tight. Okay. Oh, she's gonna, all right. So, look, we've got the boat. Now, I don't know if there was hippopotamuses in the Sea of Galilee, but we'll have some of those. And there's some penguins. And I imagine there were sheep on the boat. But look, we'll have, okay. Now we'll have Jesus, okay. And he was, what was Jesus doing? Well, he wasn't, he did do that on one day, but he wasn't doing that on this occasion. What was he doing here? He was sleeping, okay? So he says to the disciples, we'll get into the boat. And it was nice and calm, and they were fishermen. And Jesus is... Okay, and what happened? There was a storm, okay? And what happens in the storm? And what are we told? Just imagine, if you were in a boat, what would happen? What happened? Did the water get into the boat? It was going to sink, and the disciples were afraid, and they called on Jesus, and Jesus got up, and what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? He said, be still, and everything went calm. Okay, you want to try that again, maybe? Okay, and then when Jesus says, be still, we'll be still, okay? And the disciples woke Jesus. They were afraid. You can imagine. Oh, imagine them that. And Jesus says, be quiet. And it was still and quiet. And you know what happened? The disciples were even more afraid. Because you know what they said? They said, who is this that the winds and the waves obey him? And what Jesus was doing, he was showing us, we were singing about it earlier, that he is Lord. He's Lord over creation. And he's Lord over the winds and the waves and the storms. And that if he is able to control the winds and the waves, if he is able to say, be still, be quiet, then he's able to help us no matter what comes into our lives. Isn't that amazing? That he is Lord and that he's able to do anything if we're asking him and if we trust him and know that he's with us. Okay? So you remember that story, boys and girls, all right? Remember that Jesus was able to quieten the storm. Okay, thank you very much for your help. And we're going to sing your hymn, which I can't remember what it is, but I have it here. Hold on. And it is, I am so glad that our Father in heaven. Okay, and we'll gather up the penguins and the hippopotamuses here and all. Okay. Well, we're going to continue in our worship as we bring our offerings this morning. Let's continue to worship God.